Philadelphia City Council delayed a vote on the Sixers arena proposal for a week. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports there's a good reason why.
We need 9 votes here in order to move this process forward, and we don't see 9 votes at the moment.
Council President Kenyatta Johnson explained why they postponed the Sixers arena vote, but he's not given up on finding the elusive majority. He did say there's more than the community benefits agreement to hammer out.
We're talking about displacement. We're talking about making sure people who are black and brown and women have an opportunity to have a seat at the table when it comes to small business development. We talk about the traffic study. And so there's a variety of different things comprehensively that we're still working on.
Councilmember Mark Squill has been trying to broker the deal and said although Mayor Parker's pleased, council still has a way to go in order to be happy.
We as council are now working with what we want to see in those requests, working with the administration also in the mayor's office and the 76ers with council to try to get the best possible package available to present a vote to the members.
The end of the year deadline that's been a mantra from the team might be missed unless the sides can make a deal quickly. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
And as hobby drones are becoming more popular, so are reports of drone sightings over restricted areas. British authorities this month said unidentified drones have been spotted over 4 military bases used by the United States, including one in New Jersey. WHYY's Alan Tu has more.
The FBI is now investigating reports of multiple drones flying at night over Picatinny Arsenal military base in northern New Jersey. And a similar group of drones have been spotted at night over Donald Trump's golf course in Bedminster. Now, while the drones don't currently pose a direct threat to the public, drone sightings have prevented a medevac helicopter from picking up a car accident victim in Somerset County last month. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the state is actively monitoring the situation. I'm Alan Tu, WHYY News.